Hello, it's me, TJ, coming to you in profile, being sexually assaulted by a feline. This next clip is about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and surely near and dear to the hearts of all of the deep, fat, fried audience, and it's the topic of boredom, which we discussed at length on our last Patreon-only show. But we're going to give you this 10-minute preview entitled The 5 Types of Boredom. So check it out. And what the fuck is wrong with this goddamn cat? There is no universally accepted definition of boredom, but whatever it is, researchers argue, it is not simply another name for depression or apathy. It seems to be a specific mental state that people find unpleasant, a lack of stimulation that leaves them craving relief, with a host of behavioral, medical, and social consequences.
I gotta be honest with you. Like, I don't really battle boredom.
Yeah.
I would think that, you know, you'd probably assume, like, knowing what you know about me, that I probably do. But I really don't. My brain doesn't really allow it. It doesn't mean I'm always being productive, but it just means that my brain doesn't let me get into that. Like, I do experience it here and
right,
there.
Right, I'm sure.
But I don't get caught in these, like, swaths of it. I always have an escape from it, usually.
What about you, Scotty? Do you find yourself bored?
Very rarely. I'm usually doing something. I'm kind of a kinetic type person, so
right.
I'm not really...
So you don't really have to deal with it because
I mean,
you're constantly... New activity.
Well, because otherwise I would become bored very easily.
Right.
Like, I'm kind of one of those people, if I start experiencing boredom, I'm like, I have to do something else that's boring.
Boredom first became a word in 1852 with the publication of Charles Dickens's convoluted and sometimes boring serial, Bleak House. As an emotional state, it obviously dates back a lot farther. Roman philosopher Seneca talks about boredom as a kind of nausea, while Greek historian Plutarch notes that Pyrrhus became desperately bored in his retirement. Dr. Peter Tuohy, a classics professor at the University of Calgary, traced the path of being bored in 2011 in Boredom, A Lively History. So that's a book that you could potentially read if you want to know more about just the history of people being bored out of their fucking minds.
Bored out of your fucking gourd, dude.
But despite the fact that boredom has been with us for a long time, it wasn't until the 1930s that science actually took an interest in it. There was a psychologist, Joseph Ephraim Barmack. He was looking into how factory workers cope with the tedium of their job. And what he found was the way they cope with it is caffeine, amphetamines, and ephedrine. So basically...
Trick your body into thinking that...
Drugs.
Something stimulating is happening.
Yeah, so basically taking constant stimulants was their answer to the problem. He was concerned, Barmack was, with what can be termed situational boredom, the kind of boredom that is perceived as a temporary state, such as being on a long car ride. This kind of boredom is relieved by change or, as Barmack found, by drugs. But modern psychologists think boredom might be a lot more complicated than that. It's appropriate that Dickens coined the word boredom, as literature is littered with characters for whom boredom became dangerously existential. Probably like Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Right.
Probably the
all
the
work
moment.
And no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Right. So, you know, there's been tons of literary references to it, cinematic references. It's usually something that kind of deranges people or otherwise promotes them to take some sort of action. It's really a catalyst action a lot of times.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, like, you want to relieve it. It's like one of those things where it's like, you don't really think about boredom. You just know that you don't want to have it in your life. It's like, oh, that sounds boring. I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, and we kind of like, well, there's an active avoidance in boredom. Like, hey, you guys want to go here and fucking do this shit? And you're like, oh, that sounds boring. I don't want to go fucking waste my time with that shit. Because, like, it's like we do everything we can almost to avoid it.
Yeah, and...
But I'm saying at the same time, I don't intellectually think about boredom a lot. That's not one of those subjects. Like,
well,
let's talk about
that's
boredom.
That's why there wasn't really a whole lot of research done, I think, until the 1930s. Because it's such a ubiquitous thing. And, you know, it's like you really don't look at things that are right under your nose sometimes.
True. For being ubiquitous, it's a hard thing to pin down, though.
Right.
Because I think it differs from person to person.
And like they said here, you can't even, there's not even an agreed upon definition
right.
of what boredom is.
It's so perceptual. I mean, it's like one person's perception of boredom can be like, you know, like I said, sitting around. Like, oh, I don't want to sit around. But some other people could be like, I'm going to read a book and sit around. That sounds wonderful. You know what I mean? So a lot of it is so dependent on the context and the person and what they personally like enjoy doing.
So to try to get around this problem, a lot of psychologists have started looking into models of different varieties of boredom, not all of which are negative. So here's five different types of boredom. The first is indifferent boredom. This is a person who is calm and withdrawn from his or her external world. Words reflecting this kind of boredom include relaxation or cheerful fatigue, you know? Like a contented, relaxed
state. Right, just like
state.
Chilling, yeah. Not really thinking or doing anything, and just...
Like the Sunday after this, we're all probably going to be kind of like that, like relaxing, chilling, like,
yeah,
damn,
just,
we
you know,
do a lot of shit.
When you're just content to sit on the couch and watch some movies, or even just lay around and just be kind of lazy.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just a contented feeling of like, yeah, you know, I'm not doing anything, I'm not being stimulated, but I'm okay with it. So that's indifferent boredom. There's one called calibrating boredom, which is slightly unpleasant. It's a state associated with receptiveness to boredom-reducing options, but not necessarily an active search for them. So basically, like, you know, you're not necessarily raring to go find something to do, but you're in a state of openness towards it. Like, if
right.
I say to you, like, let's go play some fucking miniature golf, you know, you might be like, yeah,
all right,
I mean,
I'm bored.
I could use the distraction, whatever. So that's just a state of receptiveness to some sort of stimulant. Searching boredom. That's similar, but it's like, goddamn, I gotta find something to fucking do. Like
right.
You're just frantic. You're like, I'm so fucking bored. I
that's
need some
more,
sort of activity.
Is that what you experience?
You know, I don't know. I
do
don't
you
know
feel like
I
a
feel
real
to.
Impetus when you're bored to like find something immediately to be doing?
I just feel like when I get bored, like I don't really. I really feel just almost like nothing is even going to stimulate it. I'm just going to feel like this.
Oh, dude,
what.
It's like watching. It's like, hey, Tito, let's watch a movie. And Tito just endlessly flip and search. And he's like, ah, oh, no.
Yeah, it's like.
And finally, if you end up just taking the controller and picking a movie, he just, oh, I'm not going to do this. It's just horrible. Or eventually he'll pick a movie and he'll either. Most times, even if he picks it, he'll halfway through be like, oh, this is boring. I'm leaving.
So number four is reactant boredom. The highest levels of arousal and negative emotions. A person in a reactant boredom state has a strong motivation to escape his or her boring situation and avoid those responsible for it, such as a teacher or a boss or whatever. It reflects significant restlessness and aggression. There are persistent thoughts about specific, more highly valued alternative situations. So it's basically like when something... When you're in a situation you just can't tolerate.
Dude, that's like when you're on a fucking plane or something. You're so
fucking... And you're
fucking,
just like, oh, God, I just can't wait to land. I just got to get out of this.
I'm going to be out of this fucking
place. It's a reaction
place.
To a specific, you know, boring stimuli that's happening.
It sounds like it kind of comes with being trapped or forced to do something, too, or be somewhere that's just unstimulating.
Like it's tax time.
It's time to go to the DMV or, you know... It's time to wait in line at the customer service counter for an hour and a half.
I'd say that's the most common boredom that I struggle with. It's usually like when I'm not left to my own devices, when I'm forced to be attentive to something that is just not trying to engage me at all. Happened a lot to me at my last job. business meetings, weekly team meetings, trainings, and all of that shit that just drones on and on.
You know, ironically, we experience this a lot is when you go to a theme park. It's like, yeah, it's going to be so much fun. And then it's just line after line after line.
We're waiting in line. You know, an hour and a half for a 5-minute ride. You know?
But it actually works to their advantage, too, because then, like, the thrill is even more.
Yeah,
because
then
like,
when you actually get on the ride, it's like, fuck, I'm pumped. I'm hype because I've been waiting in a boring-ass line.
Dude, the worst ride ever for that for me was actually just – it was the log ride at Six Flags over San Antonio in Texas. I went with Ashley and her cousins and stuff, and we got in this line, and it looks like a normal theme park line, and usually they move at a pretty decent clip. I shit you not, we were in that fucking line for like an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, God, dude.
It's humid, it's hot, it's wet in there because it's all kind of like built into the underground with all the water and shit. So it's wet and humid in there. I wanted to leave. Like halfway through that wait, I was seriously considering just walking out of that place. But I stuck with it, and the ride itself was so fucking horrible because my fat ass weighed down the back of it.
Oh, God.
So water was constantly pouring into the log from the back because my big fat tub of shit. Dude, it was the worst ride ever. That's a perfect example of like something that you expect to be great, but it just ends up being fucking horrible and boring.
Yeah, dude. So the number five boredom, the final form, is apathetic boredom. This kind of boredom is different from the others. Like reactant boredom, it's also unpleasant, but a person experiencing it has low arousal and a lack of positive or negative feelings. In other words, a feeling of helplessness or depression. Of the high school students sampled in the study, 36% of boredom experiences were of the apathetic kind, which is worrisome, given that the other studies have shown that boredom, depression, and other destructive behaviors are linked.